insane. Seriously,
this story is so good.
I don't believe that it happened at all. I think that it's completely made up.
Listen, I do lie to you a lot. I understand that. But this story, honest to God, this is true.
All right.
It was on the internet.
Listen, it's Philly's Country Station, 92.5 XTU. All right, Dave, go. I mean, tell us the story. Okay, because there's no way this is real.
The great thing is it's bonkers and it's local. It's from Newcastle County, Delaware.
Okay.
So that's what makes it even better. And it has to be true. Right, so there's this dude, he's like in his 30s, his name is Justin. From what I understand, he was like hanging out at some friend's house. Their night went late, he had some stuff to do in the morning, so he just went out to his car, get a couple hours of shut-eye, right?
In his car. Okay.
All right, so you know how you have those dreams that are so vivid, they're like real? So he had this dream that a couple guys jumped in his car while he was sleeping. One dude in the back seat jumped in, sat on his head.
Oh my God.
Another dude jumped in the front seat, started driving away. Like, this is his dream, uh-huh. Right? So at some point, he kind of wakes up. There's no one else in the car. Car is rolling. He jumps in the front seat, kind of gathers it. It just crashes into, like, some bushes or a tree or something. Then he goes back to sleep. All right? Dude's tired.
Okay.
No, wait.
Let's stop there because that's ridiculous. You're not going to wake up, stop your car, and then go right back to sleep.
Justin was tired, I guess. I don't know. So then to make it even more fantastic, apparently when he does wake up, gets out of his car, everyone's standing around pointing at him, and he noticed that the vehicle crashed. Cops come, and he's telling them this story about, oh, yeah, I had this dream. The guys jumped in the car, and they started driving
away. Nonsense.
And I know what you're thinking. He claims he did pass the breathalyzer, and the cops somehow believed his story and let him go.
Right. This is crazy.
Makes
sauce.
Perfect sense, doesn't it?
No, I don't believe it at all. I mean, I know that you're getting it from a reputable source, but it's the most, like, I have so many questions.
Not
about
only
this story.
Is it on the internet, so it must be true, but I printed it out on paper. It's
that
on paper, so
true.
That means it's true.
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen you so adamant about something.
It's
before.
Fantastic.
All right, listen, if Justin
is right, his name.
If you're listening, or if you know Justin, or you know something to do with the story, and you can corroborate.
Yeah, because I mean, it's Newcastle County, so
I mean,
it's local.
I mean, he must have just been in a stupor the whole time. I don't know why this guy's not locked up.
I don't know how he passed a breathalyzer, but the cops let him go.
215-263-6700. I don't believe it.
Andy, I told you. This is what you get for not believing me.
I don't know. All right. So we found the guy who claims that he slept through his car being stolen, and we're going to talk to him next. 92.5 XTU, Philly's Country Station. Okay, so... Dave just told us a story about this guy who was sleeping in his car and dreamt that someone sat on his head and then stole the car, crashed it, and when the guy woke up, it turns out it happened.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Or at least that's what you told the cops, Justin Corner.
Oh, I mean, it was completely ludicrous for me to even think that they would entertain that story. That they would take that and be like, oh, yeah, you're telling me the truth.
I mean, were you telling the police, like, but I swear it was just a dream?
No, well, I told them. I told the cops, like, I swear to God, I had a dream that somebody sat on my head. And the guy was like, yeah, okay, well, what does that have to do with the destruction of this guy's property, basically? And then another officer comes up and says, hey, the neighbor just talked to me, and he said he had a camera. You're not going to believe this. Now, I must have not woken up when this happened, but when the car hit the curb while it was in motion, that jostled me awake, and in my fatigued stupor, I parked where I originally parked somehow and went back to sleep, only to wake up to be accused of said crime.
Justin, that is some amazing sleep ability. I wake up at a pin drop. How do you sleep through this?
I have no idea, man.
I'm just
Andy can't even form words, and Justin, that doesn't happen often.
I'm flummoxed, Justin. I really am.
Yeah,
okay, so I mean, because there's a couple things in here that I'm confused about. Do you mind if I ask how old a guy you are?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm 32.
Like, if I'm going to sleep in my car, I'm probably not getting a very restful sleep. You're just perfectly, you've done this before. This is like your...
Well, I mean, when you're traveling music festivals and Renaissance fairs or any type of convention centers, sometimes you're not given room and board.
Okay, so so you're not only did you crash in the back of the car, it was running. Was it like parked on the street or in a?
Yeah, it was parked in a legal place to park a car in a I'd say like a middle class residential area.
So, did they ever catch the guys?
Now, I haven't had an officer call me up and say this, but I've heard from two or three different news sources saying that the alleged people who had done this had been apprehended, but I don't want to give you any false information. It could be incorrect.
Okay.
We need to come see you at a Renaissance Fair. What do you do there?
Well, I was glass blowing for a little while, and then I was managing a booth called Princesseries, which was a jewelry shop.
Okay, because you strike me as a jouster.
You think?
Yeah, definitely, like someone that would joust.
I wish I could, but I think I would break several parts of my body with those horses. I am a skinny person.
All right, well, Justin, I thought that talking to you would clarify things, but I seem to be more confused now than I was before we got you on the phone.
Wonderful. Welcome to my life.
Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Not a problem. Have a wonderful day.
You bye, too. Buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What?
Thanks, man. That's fantastic. So now it's all crystal clear, right?
Not even a little bit. I still, there just are no words. I can't believe this actually happened. I want to see the video. That's what they
need.
Yes,
we have to get that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.